James Griffin, one of the creators of Outrageous Fortune.
Good morning. I'm glad you're excited.
Good morning.
Quite early, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Thanks for coming out regardless.
It's not writer hours.
Yeah, no, not writer hours at all. So you're one of the writers, creators of Outrageous Fortune.
Along with Rachel Lang, yes.
Yes.
We gave that thing life somehow.
That's incredible. I mean, how does it feel to be behind one of the most kind of influential shows in New Zealand history, I'd argue?
Oh, yeah, it's very flattering in a kind of strange, wonderful way. I mean, you create stuff all the time, and, yeah, this one, someone sprinkled the magic fairy dust on it, and away it went, and it's become this, dare I say it, iconic thing. And, you know, obviously that makes you hugely proud. But, I'm still, 20 years later, still trying to get my head around, you know, what it did.
Totally. I mean, it made such a big splash, and I feel like a lot of people, you know, it's had its 20th anniversary. A lot of people are like, wow, I feel really old now.
Well, yes, I can't comment on that, being considerably older. No, 20 years, and one of the great things about it at the time was how it grew. You know, every year more people came to it. Normally with shows, they kind of plateau fairly early and then it drifts away. But no, Outrageous, people just kept coming. And, you know, over, you know, 700,000 5+ viewers watched the final episode, which is, that's up there with sport, really, rugby.
Whoa.
Those are crazy ratings. I think, looking back on it 20 years later, you've made such a good time capsule of what life was kind of like in New Zealand at that time, you know, down to kind of the phones and, like, the physical cash.
Yeah, yeah. We own the programmer from TV3 said to us, bring me something that I can't go out and buy in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that the thing that they couldn't buy was us, the New Zealand family, with all our quirks, with all our, you had to take the phone to the bathroom to talk privately. there was only one toilet in the house that everyone fought over. We built a great team of craftspeople, you know, creating the world, the house, the clothes, the, you know, the hair, makeup. I mean, everything just clicked into place.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think people, like, found themselves in a position where they kind of related to the characters of Outrageous Fortune? Like, I know there's aspects they wouldn't relate to.
Oh, no, absolutely. Even though the Wests were, you know, a bunch of criminals,
yeah,
they were kind of us. You know, the good old Kiwi battler type who, they were choosy about what laws they obeyed and what laws they deemed unnecessary. They picked their victims as people who could afford to be robbed or insurance would pay for them. They had a strange inverted morality, which I think we relate to as a people. Well, clearly we did in that case.
Totally, totally. So now it's 20 years on and it's still just as relevant, I feel, as it was when it came out. So you're having an event where you and Rachel are going to have a chat at the Kaumanawa Theatre in Henderson. What can people expect from that night?
I don't know, because I don't know what to expect. It's it's kind of the first time Rachel and I have sat down ever really talked about just the show. We're not there to teach. We're not there to, preach to you about anything. We're just there to talk about this thing that we made in front of a bunch of people who I hope enjoyed it and want to be there and hear maybe a few behind-the-scenes stories, the ones that you can tell.
I'm sure there are quite a few that you can't,
unfortunately. But we'll find something interesting for the punters.
I imagine it'll be a really special window into such a cult classic for Aotearoa fans.
Well, yeah. I think so, and I mean we're it's we're up there for 2 hours, so I think it could be a free-ranging, quite eye-opening event at some stage. And we might smash a few sacred cows and, dish the dirt on a few things. But never mind. I just think it'll be fun. I just think it'll be a fun evening, like the show was fun.
Mm. Yeah. And that's the thing, is like it was just so naturally fun. It wasn't kind of like forced to be funny. Did you feel like you were forcing it to be funny at any point, or was it just naturally?
No, we were, between the two of us, Rachel and I were good at policing each other's work. So yeah. When one of us was, writing as a writer, not as a character that we were meant to be writing for, we could pull each other up on that. So everything... I hope pretty much everything. There was 106 hours of it, so we may have got it wrong some stages. But everything just came through the characters, mm-hmm. and the actors came and they inhabited those characters. And, I mean, you could just put Van and Munter in a scene and you could write for 10 pages.
Easily,
just with them talking complete nonsense, and then you'd have to edit it down to the 2 pages it should have been to start with. So, yeah, the characters told us where to go and we followed.
Yeah, I feel like you were incredibly lucky to be working alongside the actors of Outrageous Fortune, you know, who have become such stars in their own right.
Well, it was their good luck, not ours.
Yeah.
We chose carefully. The casting process, which is, I'm sure, something that will come up on Friday night, was quite special because, weird good things happened. Antonia Preble auditioned for Pascal and we went, she's terrible for Pascal. But is she Loretta? She's so Loretta, but is she a bit old? No, she wasn't. And they just fell into place relatively easily. Mm. And then once you've got that part of the assemblage underway, it makes your life a lot easier, knowing that you're putting your words into the mouths of people like Robbie and Ant.
Mm. I totally bet. Oh, that is so cool. And, I mean, congratulations on just making the best show ever, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you.
Got a cat named...
making that in writing?
Yep, I've got a cat named Jethro to prove it.
Yeah, Jethro. That's an interesting choice, Millie.
I know. I love the name. I mean, I should have called him Van based on his behaviour.
You might just have to get another cat.
Yeah, Jethro and Van. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Well, everyone, there is a conversation with the creators of Outrageous Fortune this Friday at the Komanawa Theatre in Henderson, 6:30 to 8:30. There's a prize for the best dressed Westie.
Yes, apparently. The Alice from the Writers Guild has offered up a prize. I don't know what it is, but, break out the leather and the lace and the leopard skin and, for those who want to come along dressed as Grandpa in a tracksuit or a bright blue, powder blue wedding suit, that would be respected.
Oh, incredible. Some of the outfits in there, and I feel like the phrase, one of my favourite phrases is, that's so huss.
Like,
I use that daily.
Oh, huss. I think if we could take credit for one thing, it would be bringing huss back into the vernacular of New Zealand.
So
Pascal decreeing things huss was just, it's giving me chills just thinking about it now.
So iconic. That is so huss, Mum.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, well, thank you so much, James, for coming up. And people can check out where to get tickets from humanitix.com. It's a conversation with James Griffin and Rachel Lang about their wonderful show that they created. I'm sure you all know Outrageous Fortune. We're lucky enough to be giving away a double pass to that.
Two double passes to that.
So if that sounds a bit like you, text through your name, your B card number, and maybe your favourite character from Outrageous Fortune, I reckon. Mine is probably Pascal. What do you think, James?
You don't ask me to choose.
Oh, it's like choosing your favourite kid.
I would get into so much trouble. I still know these people, and I would just get no. Like I'm not going there.
That's awesome.
There's always one that you find beloved, though.
Very good. You've chosen a song for us, Mills?
I have chosen a track. This was featured on the soundtrack during quite a monumental time in the show. This is Be Your Boy from Voom. Yeah, get those texts flowing in. 5395, your name, your B card number, and your favourite character from Outrageous Fortune. Thank you so much, James.
Thanks.
And good
welcome.
Luck for Friday.
Enjoy. Have a good day.
You too.